At a state institution in Texas for people with mental retardation, staff members are accused of forcing patients to fight each other. The case has renewed concerns about the care that's provided at institutions throughout the state. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
Six workers at the Corpus Christi State School have been charged with taking part in staging what have been called human cockfights, using residents with mental retardation.
A lot of pushing, shoving. In several of the videos, there were punches thrown, and in one video, we have a worker kicking one of the clients.
That's Captain Tim Wilson of the Corpus Christi Police Department. He says the alleged abuse was discovered by accident when one of the workers lost his cell phone. It was found along with videos of more than a year of the staged late-night fights. Wilson says the videos are disturbing.
Well, I'm pretty appalled. I mean, these workers are supposed to be caring for these people, and here they are exploiting them for their own entertainment.
Texas state officials announced steps last week to prevent more abuse. They'll add supervisors to evening shifts and install security cameras in public areas at all 13 state institutions for people with intellectual disabilities.
We have no tolerance, and we are being very clear that this type of behavior is completely unacceptable.
Cecilia Fedorov is a spokeswoman for the Texas Department of Aging and Disability Services. She notes that the workers accused of abuse at Corpus Christi were fired or had already quit. Attempts by NPR to contact them were unsuccessful. There's been a long recent history of abuse at Texas institutions. Just last Friday, a 53-year-old woman died of a head injury after being hit by another resident at a facility in Denton. State officials insist it was an accident. A county coroner ruled it a homicide. Last year, the U.S. Department of Justice investigated abuse at Texas institutions. Now it's negotiating with the state to increase staff and make other changes. The Justice Department found there had been 450 cases of abuse over just the previous year. And in 4 years, more than 800 state employees had been suspended or fired.
These are large institutions that are in rural areas. The staff only need a GED or high school education. They get paid extremely minimum wages, $22,000 a year, and they don't get much training.
Beth Mitchell is an attorney at Advocacy, Inc. in Texas. It's a state legal group set up by Congress to protect people with disabilities. Mitchell's been pressuring Texas officials to move residents out of the institutions and into smaller group homes. She thinks there's something about the impersonal nature of large institutions that breeds abuse. At the University of Alberta in Canada, researcher Dick Sobsey agrees.
There's really sometimes peer pressure for people to engage in abuse.
Sobsey studies violence against people with disabilities, and he says although many good, caring people come to work at institutions, some cruel ones come too, and they can sort of infect other workers.
Where some employees are abusive and others are not, the ones who are not abusive, there's always a danger that they're going to report the ones who are. If everybody's abusive, then everybody's hands are dirty, and so they're safe with each other.
Sobsey says this is more likely to happen at facilities that are in out-of-the-way places or out of the public eye. In Corpus Christi, the alleged abuse was on the late-night shift when staff levels were low. Sobsey says one way to reduce abuse is to make institutions smaller and then to link them to communities, to families and churches, so they're less isolated and so more people are watching. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.